Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Among our top stories this evening, MDC leader Woshme Ncube asks SADC to block what he says are attempts by President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai to fix a date for national elections without consulting him.
It is an issue of processes. Processes versus the amount of time available to us to be able to do those processes within our constitutional requirements, that in the constitutional dispensation which we have.
Unity government representatives admit they have made changes to the new constitution, but say the clarifications won't alter the 95% of voters approved on March 16.
There were no changes made to the constitutional bill as such. All the provisions remain as they are. However, there were alterations that were made to the transitional provisions dealing with those sections that deal mainly with the delimitation of constituencies.
And ZESA's prepaid meter billing causes confusion as residents in Harare and Bulawayo fail to understand the system, claiming the power utility is cheating them out of hard-earned cash. MDC leader Woshme Ncube has asked SADC to block attempts by President Robert Mugabe to call an election without comprehensive reforms that Mr. Ncube says would prevent another disputed outcome. In a letter to SADC Troika Chair and Tanzanian President Jakaya Kikwete, Mr. Ncube accused Mr. Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai of trying to fix the date of the election without consulting him as leader of the third party in the unity government. Ncube's letter, copied to South African President Jacob Zuma, says Zimbabwe is not ready for an election in June, as urged by Mr. Mugabe and ZANU-PF. Ncube says that instead of focusing on an election date, the government should focus on implementing the so-called election roadmap of key reforms to avert, quote, another disputed election outcome. Last week, Mr. Zuma said he wanted the roadmap built up to address a number of issues. Ncube MDC spokesman Nhlanhla Dube tells Ntungameli Nkomo that his party will insist on reforms before it commits to an election.
It is not an issue of the time and date. It is an issue of processes. Processes versus the amount of time available to us to be able to do those processes within our constitutional requirements, that in the constitutional dispensation which we have right now. Remember, let's speak about this so that people understand. The life of Zimbabwean government constitutionally expired on the day when the president was sworn in, and that is on the tail end of June. So about June 29, that is when the life of the government expires. And the constitution says this, that on the parliament will be dissolved on or before the 29th of June. If parliament is not dissolved before the 29th of June, on the 29th of June, it shall stand dissolved. Yeah? And upon the dissolution of that parliament, there shall be elections within 90 days of the dissolution of parliament. 29th of June to about 27th of September, thereabouts, will be your 90 days. So in our view, we should look at the time available and look at the processes that are required. For instance, the constitution has now been gazetted. It needs to sit for a month. It needs to go to parliament, be debated. We need a month's accelerated voters' roll. We need all other issues that will pertain to making sure that all Zimbabweans are satisfied that, A, they've registered if they've got an opportunity to do that. And two, they've checked the voters' roll and that their names are there. If their names that shouldn't be there, they've been cleaned up. Three, all issues relating to ballots and the environment are sorted out. And in our view, there is absolutely no reason why, after going through all these processes, Zimbabweans are finding each other, trying to find a space for peace, trying to find mechanisms to make sure that we value peace and implement initiatives that will make us a peaceful country, why we should all of a sudden throw out the dirty water with the baby and say, you know, let's go for elections now. Whoever wins is won, is not the cleverest of things to do.
Speaking for ZANU-PF, Deputy Director of Information, Psychology Maziwisa, insists elections should be held no later than June.
Wolfgang Ncube can write as many letters as he pleases. He can write to as many people as he pleases. We will not be forced into breaking our own laws, into going against our own constitution here, not by SADC, not by Mugen Tsvangirai, and certainly not by Wolfgang Ncube, who is clearly unprepared for this general election. He has been busy, you know, in the last 4 years, dishing out bicycles. That's all he could do for his own people, for his supporters. And quite clearly, you can't go to an election on the basis of having dished out your black horse bicycles, which are not even your modern bicycle. The prerogative of the unity government was to make sure that we craft a new constitution. We've done that. The people of Zimbabwe came out and they voted resoundingly in favor of a new constitution. That is now out of the way. And it was intended to prepare us for elections, which we must hold by June 29, because that is when parliament expires.
If I may play the devil's advocate, what's the point in calling an election whose outcome is likely to be contested?
The point is that legally we are due to hold an election by June 29. We are an independent country, we're a sovereign country, we have got to respect our laws. But who is going to contest? What credibility issues are going to be raised and by whom? We have held a very credible, peaceful referendum and everybody's agreed that it was peaceful, it was credible. We have crafted a new constitution which people came out in huge numbers to support and to endorse. 95% of those who participated in that election voted yes peacefully. And President Robert Mugabe is consistent. He's the only leader in the unity government who has consistently denounced violence, who has consistently called for tolerance and for peace in the forthcoming elections.
Psychology Mazibisa is ZANU-PF Deputy Director of Information.